When Julian Alden Weir first saw Impressionist paintings in Paris in 1877, he declared the site worse than the Chamber of Horrors. But by the time he made this painting, almost 20 years later, he had converted to Impressionism. Weir depicts an iron bridge and its reflections in the river below through an intricate grill of branches. Americans practiced a conservative version of the modern French style, maintaining a greater degree of structure and detail than their French counterparts. Here, Weir has carefully painted the bridge and trees as solid forms and then added loose Impressionist brushwork as a veneer. Weir and his American Impressionist colleagues witnessed the transformation of the world around them as society became urban and industrialized. Yet this is one of the few American Impressionist paintings that refers to industrialization. Weir's daughter Dorothy recalled her father's mixed reaction when he discovered that this stark structure had replaced an old covered bridge. She wrote, "He missed the old landmark and regretted the necessary march of progress until one day he suddenly saw in the ugly modern bridge a picture. The severe iron bridge, with its preparatory undercoating of red lead, gay against the green landscape, the river, the sky, and the luxuriant riverbanks, all form a harmonious whole, redolent of summer."